I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Show served up hot and fresh. Live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. If you're a licensed plumber looking to make a change, Gene Wagner Plumbing wants to talk to you. Go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. Leroy Butler here as well. Two-time Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist, inventor of the Lambeau Leap. Gary Ellerson off for the next couple of days. He is off camping, apparently, as he mentioned last week in his camper. It's too cold to be camping for me, but whatever. Have fun.
Is that?
Yeah, it's too cold. But as long as him and everybody's having fun, that's all that matters. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, he is Bruce Levine, 670 The Score, MLB insider there. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Bruce, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Always happy to do it, guys. Looking forward to opening day, a real opening day with hopefully 162 ball games for everybody to play.
Yeah, I think that's the goal. We just had David Stearns on, yep, the Brewers, president of baseball operations, to lead off the show today, and he's looking forward to the same thing, actually playing 162. Now, having said that, when we look at this division right now, and we look at, you know, what the Cardinals did, adding Arenado and so forth, and then the Cubs, who I thought were going to be sellers for the most part, then did an about-face, and then went out and got Jock Peterson. What exactly are the Cubs doing here? Are the Cubs trying to compete for this division this year? Is that what this is still all about at the end of the day?
Well, what they're trying to do is something that's almost been impossible over the years in baseball to do, and that is to try to compete and win a division and also rebuild at the same time. And we've seen teams like the Giants of the early 2010, 12, 14 vintage. We saw the Philadelphia Phillies the 2007 through 2011 Phillies, where you have tremendously competitive teams. Teams win at least one world championship, in the case of the Giants, three times. And then ownership, insists on, maximizing via, all the ticket prices and everything else as far as revenues. And the general managers and the top baseball people are slow to be able to change those teams around once the players get older and less attainable, mm-hmm, as far as free agency goes. So the Cubs are trying to do both at the same time. I don't think you can do it. The Cubs are going to give it a go early in the season. If it doesn't work, I think by the trading deadline, you're going to see a lot of household names dealt elsewhere.
Yeah, because Bruce, I'm not used to the Bears having all the headlines down in Chicago. I just don't get it. But I was very excited to see Mayor Lightfoot said that 20% of fans can come, April, starting opening day, which is, mm-hmm, I think Hendricks is just opening day starter for the second year in a row. How excited, because I think what we're trying to figure out in Milwaukee, what's the direction of the Cubs? Because in years past, Bruce, we knew, hey, they got a big payroll. They brought in a lot of these guys. Now, what is the true direction of the Cubs?
Leroy, your guess is as good as mine right now. We don't know that. We do know that they have to get younger. The one thing that has not been able to happen for the Cubs, and they've been tremendously successful from 2015 through now, they haven't been able to build minor league infrastructure to support all the good work that the front office has done by acquiring a veteran, signing free agents, bringing in Joe Maddon, winning divisions, winning a World Series in 2016. They have not been able to build from within their own organization. They have yet to develop a pitcher in the 10 years now that the new front office has been there. They went out and they traded for good pitchers and signed free agents, but no development. So that has the organization hamstrung right now in between being a very good team and a team that has to move on and kind of rebuild on the fly because it's a big market team and it's hard to charge $150 a ticket for a team that's not going to be championship quality.
Yeah, because I was thinking about, is it still, you know, pretty much Rizzo, Bryant, Báñez in that group, Hap, you know, Hayward, so they can hit, but are they going to be able to compete with some of these teams like the Milwaukee Brewers are going? If you look at their roster, Bruce, it's more defense with JBJ in the outfield, Colton Wong at second base. So do you think some of these teams thinking, maybe the Cubs think, we could just outscore people?
Well, I hope they don't think that because they're not going to be able to. But they were the best defensive team on paper last year in the National League, and they continue to be look like a good defensive team going into the season. Their problem last year is they couldn't score runs. They had a .220 batting average, and the whole division was pretty bad as far as offense went last year. That's why you had four teams pretty much equal records making the playoffs. So, you know, it looks like, you know, certainly the Cardinals have taken an uptick a little bit with the trade for Arenado, and the Brewers have certainly helped themselves with Wong and with Bradley Jr. So, you know, again, Jock Peterson is a big home run hitter that they got from the Dodgers to replace Kyle Schwarber in left field. It's kind of a wash power-wise, but as far as defense goes, Peterson's a better player. So they will be a good defensive player. It just depends on whether or not they're starting pitching, which is a pitch-to-contact staff, is going to be able to control games. They don't have a left-handed starter. Their right-handers are all very similar, you know, guys that pitch to the all four quadrants of the strike zone but aren't power pitchers. So from all of that, you know, we are wondering what it's going to be like. It looks like a division that is still very equal going into 2021.
Talking with Bruce Levine, 670 The Score, MLB Insider, talking some Cubs baseball here as we get ready to go around the NL Central, getting closer to opening day. Brewers and Twins coming up on Thursday. Of all those guys that Leroy mentioned, I want to focus in on one. What happened to Chris Bryant? I mean, everybody thought this dude was can't miss, bona fide stud hitter, and he has fallen off, just not last year, but over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, the year before, 2019, the numbers were okay. They were pretty good. Last year, he had three injuries and really never found his stroke because of the injuries. You give him a mulligan for that, for sure, but finding himself and finding his offense is the key to the middle of the order for the Cubs. He's got to be able to hit and hit with power again. And, you know, going into a free agent walk year like him and Baez and maybe Rizzo, although Rizzo has had deep contract conversations with the Cubs about an extension, these guys have to hit if the Cubs are going to win. I mean, they were able to win their division in 60 games last year because the starting pitching was so good and the bullpen came around the last month of the season. But that's not gonna fly over 162 games. So this is a team that has to pitch, play defense, and get some more run production if they're going to win the division. But I will tell you that, you know, everybody has flaws. The Cardinals have multiple injuries to their pitching staff that is giving them pause. The Brewers are a team that I like a lot because of the young starting pitching that could be, you know, some of the best in baseball, and a bullpen of back-end bullpen that's stellar. So with some good additions by Stearns, I think the Brewers are in good shape. But the Cardinals, if they get their young pitchers back and their pitching back, they have the potential to be an outstanding team as well. So it's going to be fun to watch, because even with Cincinnati, this still could be a four-team division race down to the end.
Wainwright looks like old Wainwright in spring training. Yeah. We'll see if that carries over. Bruce, what about David Ross as far as how this team has reacted to David Ross to this point? Compare and contrast, I guess, him and Joe Maddenbeck, the manager that was able to get it done and win the whole thing in Chicago.
Yeah, I think he's established himself well, having had the shortened season last year. Under Madden, it wasn't a loosely run team, but he did depend on his veteran players to get their work done without being punitive and without forcing them to take batting practice. Batting practice was not mandatory for the Chicago Cubs during the Madden years. So that's changed with David Ross. They were a better team defensively. They were a better base running team last year. So he has established himself and his ways with the players. And having played with five or six of those players in a world championship team, being the leaders, that helps them an awful lot as well. So I think he's going to show to be a very good manager, a great communicator, but a tough guy in his own right. And if you cross him, you're going to be in his office, and you're going to talk about it one-on-one, and you're going to hear about it. So it's going to be fun to watch him manage in this division, where you have a bunch of good managers, and the Brewers, I think, have arguably the best manager in baseball.
He's one of the best baseball guys around that you'll see. Bruce Levine. Follow him on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine, 670 The Score, MLB Insider down there. Bruce,
thanks so much, Bruce,
for coming on.
All right, guys, have a great year. Hope to talk to you during the season.
Sounds good, Bruce. Take care. There he is, Bruce Levine, one of the best on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Joe Zanzola, where do you and Gary Ellerson, who's off today, where do y'all like to go look at cars?
Yeah, I can definitely speak on Gary Ellerson's behalf here. He will not get mad at me. I can confirm that. Hyundai West Allis, that is where I have bought my car. That's where Gary has bought his car, and that's where you should buy your car. And here's something else you can do if you are looking for a new line of work, or you've already been in the car business and maybe you're looking for a little change of scenery. Hyundai West Allis is hiring, and you guys have heard me talk about all the great things that they do at Hyundai West Allis. Well, they're looking to expand their sales team right now. Here's some details. If you are currently in car sales and are not making $100,000 a year, you are at the wrong store. The top three salespeople at Hyundai West Allis make over that. Yes, that is true. I'm not exaggerating here, guys. They are also scheduled to work 40 hours a week. Are you in another sales job, or you want to try out sales for the first time? Well, their average salesperson at Hyundai West Allis makes $6,000 a month. So my question is, what are you waiting for? Now is your chance to join the winning team. Talk sports, have fun, and make money. Contact my good friend Dan Richards at Hyundai West Allis, 414-329-3100. Again, it's 414-329-3100. Or you can just stop on in and ask for him. Hyundai West Allis, your winning choice to buy a car from, and now your winning choice to work for.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.